Welcome to the In Between Podcast, a show for women navigating the space between where they are and where they want to be.
This is your go-to holistic business podcast where we dive into strategies, mindset, habits, and of course, making a meaningful income so you can live your dream life.
I'm Astrid, a multi-six-figure luxury wedding photographer and a former corporate marketing girly.
And I'm Alexis with 10 plus years in tech as a senior brand partnerships manager and business coach. Think of us as your business besties cheering you on as you level up. Let's get into it.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the In Between Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Astrid.
And the other half of the pod, Alexis. And it's officially July. You know this. And we thought that it might be helpful to do a little mid-year mindset audit. And as we were kind of prepping for like, okay, what do our girlies need this time of year? It's not necessarily more goals, but it's sometimes a realignment on the mindset that you want as you walk into the second half of the year and the kind of mindset that might be required to hit some of the goals that you've set that you still want. And also, how do you show up for yourself? What are some of the limiting beliefs that might be standing in the way of you taking action and achieving some of the things that you want this year? So we thought that it might be helpful to walk you through an audit that we actually did with our mastermind girls. So this was one of our monthly assignments that we took our mastermind girls through, and it was one of their favorite. Like it was really amazing to hear how many breakthroughs they came out of from this assessment. So we're going to walk you through a couple different pieces. It's kind of like mini homework, mini workshop. Feel free to pull out your notebook, take some notes, and we'll also have a lot of these questions in the show notes for you as well. So if you're in the gym or you're in the car and you just kind of want to think through some of these things, you could always journal about them later and we'll have them in the show notes for you. So this is kind of a little, you know, peek behind the curtain of what it would be like if you were in our mastermind. We kind of wanted to like peel back the curtain a little bit and share some of the content and programming that we have in the In Between Mastermind. So really excited to dig into all things mindset. It's one of my favorite things to work on. It's something I'm constantly learning more about as well as just learning about myself. But before we dig into all that, let's do some quick life updates, some in-betweens, and then we can get into it. So hello, bestie. What's going on in your world? Give us a life update.
Yes, I am so excited to share part of our mindset audit with the girls today. But to kick things off on the life updates, I have just been honestly enjoying my beautiful home and being back into my routines, being with family. We are recording this currently 4th of July week, and my niece and nephew, along with my sister, have flown in from Miami, and they're here for 3 weeks. Fine. So just getting ready to have a very wholesome family weekend. We're all getting together on the 4th and doing all the American things. And for those of you that are new here, I became a U.S. citizen last year, but I spent my first 4th of July as an American in Europe. So this is actually my first 4th of July as an American in America. And I'm really excited.
I love it. Are you guys going to watch the fireworks?
Yes, twice. Okay. I believe we're going to do, of course, like the ones at the lake.
Yeah.
And then undecided on where we'll go on the 4th. But yeah, really excited for that. And then honestly, I just want to tackle a few home projects over the weekend. I need to just clean out a few things, sell a few things, get refocused because my busy season starts to kick off in August. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just want to feel like my space is ready for me to tackle that.
Yeah, I feel that. You're almost like doing the pre-preparation before you get into the busy season. That's so fun. Okay, on this side of things, life updates. It's been so good to be home, as similar to you, just soaking up, being at home, working from home, making meals. Like I feel reinvigorated in the kitchen again and just making food and meal prepping. Matthew and I like really meal prepped quite a lot this week and just getting back into some of those rituals that have fallen off over the last couple of months through travel and just being busy. So that has felt incredible. And I'm also in a season right now where I am craving a lot of community time. And so I've been FaceTiming my friends a lot more. And like now that I am at home and I have that downtime, I feel like I'm able to like FaceTime and catch up with people in a way that's really difficult when you're on the road, you're traveling for work, or you're on vacation. And it's been so nice to feel like I'm kind of back in sync with all my people, even though so many of my loved ones are, long distance. I feel like I'm really tuned in and just like talking to my mom every day. And that's been so nice. So that's been my life updates, nothing too crazy. We are renting a boat up north of Houston. We have a really big lake called Lake Conroe, and we're going to rent a boat with some friends for the 4th of July, which should be really fun. I'm making Fiesta corn dip, and you know I love corn. It's all I can think about. I'm like, all I can think about is making this corn dip and like eating a big bowl of watermelon. Yes. And just like all the fun 4th of July things. And then Matt and I'll probably catch the fireworks somewhere here in Houston. So those are our plans.
I love that so much. I feel like you guys on a boat tapping into your summer selves just sounds ideal. So I love that for you. I am so excited for you to be home soon as well and get to hang out together.
Literally cannot wait for our Midwest summer. We're going to be home for a couple of weeks at the end of July and just get to spend quality time with our people. It's also like devilishly hot in Houston right now. So going home and having a break from like such intense heat and humidity and like being able to be in the Midwest and lay in the pool with my parents and spend time at the lake with Matt's parents. I'm just excited to be by the water and hang out with our people. So very much looking forward to that. Mm. Okay. In betweens. If you're also new to the show or you haven't listened in a while, we always start every episode sharing what we're in between because we are always in between something in life and business. So do you want to go first?
Yes, I can go first. I'm in between quite a few things. I would say my biggest one would be realigning my business finances. I shared on the pod last week that I've been really doubling down on my personal finances, especially after coming back from a trip. And now I am also doing that within the business. And I think part of that is travel is a part of my business. And so I'm learning to reevaluate the true ROI of some of the travel shoots that I do, some of the travel weddings that I do. I'm getting more and more inquiries, thankfully, to really beautiful destinations. And at the same time, like analyzing the true cost of being there where I cannot take on any work. I also have a rental car and I have to pay a stay and I have to pay all these other things. And reevaluating maybe how I structure some of those as well, based off of recommendations from the industry. As you go up in like more luxe weddings, it's more recommended to just include your travel fees in the overall cost because people don't really want to see an extra thing in there. So that's where I'm currently, what I'm currently in between is reevaluating my pricing for travel and destination weddings, even just weddings that are like 3 hours away in Chicago, like adjusting that pricing. And then at the same time, reevaluating some of my investments, because I do think I've invested a lot in my business this year, which is beautiful. And it's brought me a lot of growth. Some of those investments, and maybe this is a different podcast, but like some of those investments were not so great ROI. Some of them were phenomenal. And so yeah, just buckling down for the last half of the year where I think I invested enough for 2025. Let's just like get the bank account back up again and focus on what 2026 will hold. So more on the business front, all good things either way.
Yeah, it's also difficult when you're assessing a potential investment either in coaching or in equipment or in a team, or it's hard to necessarily know what the ROI is on that, you know, when you're making the decision. And you can try to plan for it and de-risk it as much as possible, but sometimes you truly don't know how it's going to pan out. So I'm glad to hear that it's been a learning experience and some of that has been really fruitful for you. And then also on the back end, it's like, okay, maybe we're slowing down on the investments for the rest of the year and just focusing on making money more than basically like investing it or spending it.
Yes, which honestly, like 2020 Astrid would be so proud of me though, because I would not invest that much in my business. I was scared to spend money.
Yeah.
And I'm just coming to terms with like, hey, some of them is going to work, some of them is, and it's just part of the game, and mm-hmm. that's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, perks on that like growth aspect on the money mindset. But what are you currently in between?
Okay. Well, a couple of different things come to mind, but I would say the one that's most like top of mind is I took a really, I would say, unintentional break from social media that then turned into something more intentional. About halfway through our last week in France, I just stopped posting on stories and on my feed and just didn't post for over 3 weeks. And it actually started as like, oh, I just want to be present. I'm in my last couple of days of the trip. Also, when you have a couple of days, like you're behind on posting, I know we talked about this in the last episode, so I don't want to repeat myself too much, but when you are behind on posting so much, you just kind of get a bit overwhelmed and you have to sit down and like, obviously this is first world problems. It is not hard by any means. It's just, is that how I wanted to spend my time when I'm actively on a trip with my friends? And then came home and life was very busy and was continuing to travel for work and personal. And I think it was just important for me to come back to myself and feel more grounded. And there's something about social media right now for me that I'm trying to assess how I want to – basically what role it plays in my life. And I've been creating content online for, gosh, a decade now. And – it's like, is this something I want to continue doing and in what way? And in a way that feels really grounding to me, that doesn't take away from my life, but it's like it's adding to my life. And I think there for a little while, it was more so just I'm showing up on social because that's what I should do or that's what I've always done, almost out of habit and out of like routine, but not because it was something that was really lighting me up. And I really noticed that the longer that I took a break from social, the more I was like, okay, and this is fine. Like, I'm still happy. I'm still living my life. I'm still connected with my friends. Like, I definitely missed my online community. Like, I really did. And there was also this part of me that was just needing to take some time for myself. And you said something to me on our trip, and I was going back and I think that we were in Antibes at the beach, and I was talking about the type of content I want to post and like, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. And you're like, why don't you just go for it? Like, you've talked about wanting to take social media more seriously and create content that like really lights you up and that like fits you in a different way. And what if you just kind of went all in on it? It's something you've talked about for a long time, but you're like, I haven't ever seen you like be full on with it. And you said it in such a lovely way. It wasn't in a way that was like rude at all. It was like, it was a nice challenge. And I'm like, she's right. And it's one of those things that you don't always know like what sticks with you, but that really stuck with me. And I was like, she's right. So I think I would like to be more intentional about social media and really start to try to become more of a content creator and see where that can lead. Having worked on the brand side for so long, I feel like I have a little bit of an edge when it comes to content creation. And I mean, I work and pay with influencers and content creators all day, every day. And so I think being on the creator side, it's always been more of a hobby that sometimes leads to coaching for me. And now it's like, I don't want to do that as a hobby anymore. I'd actually like to either it's something I take very seriously, or I actually just don't really do it at all. And not that everything has to be an ultimatum, but I'm in between that decision right now. I'm in between like, is this something I want? And like, what if I just went all in on it and saw what came out of it? Instead of, I mean, this is a big part with like limiting beliefs, but I'm like, oh, like I don't want to be like that. I don't want to create content like that. It's like I just get in my head about what it can look like for me, and I end up just stopping myself from doing it and from trying. So very timely topic. But yeah, that's what I'm in between right now.
Wow, such a beautiful in between. And as you were speaking, I was having flashbacks of when we had our podcast episode of the social media content and when to know how to take a step back, how to create it as well. And I remember you specifically saying like, hey, if it doesn't serve you, or if I see something that I post that doesn't serve me anymore, I take it down. And I love hearing you and stepping into that space where you're like, it's not serving me right now, so I'm going to take a step back without forcing it to be anything other than you just need the space. Now mm-hmm. It seems to be turning into more ideas and a new way of approaching it, which is beautiful. But I think it highly speaks to how as entrepreneurs, we're like constantly content machines. And yes, we enjoy it. And there could be seasons of our lives where we just don't resonate with it. And it's okay to take a step back. So thank you for sharing that. It's such a beautiful in between to be in. And I love hearing how true to yourself you always stay. It's like such a beautiful self-love and self-respect relationship that you have, that you won't sacrifice you above just views and content and the quote unquote consistency factor, which like it'll always be there when you go back. So, yeah. So proud of you, love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. With that, let's talk about mindset. I feel like we're both navigating different mindset aspects. And as we revisit our goals for the year and looking at where we're focusing on Q3 and Q4, doing a mindset audit can really give us clarity on what narratives and stories and beliefs are standing in the way of us being able to make progress. And it's not even in pursuit of like smashing the goal and getting everything we want, because that's awesome. But I think a softer approach is, how can we be really gentle and kind with the way that we speak to ourselves about our goals and about the actions we're taking and about the habits we're building? And in that, we feel empowered and we're like, yeah, I can do it. And we start to build this relationship with ourselves that's built on a lot of trust and a lot of confidence. Whereas, and I'll speak from my own experience, when I have a lot of goals and I do have that more masculine, like we're going to smash the goals and we're going to do everything, we're going to get everything we've ever wanted, how that manifests for my self-talk is I bully myself. And I just kind of like bully myself into taking action. And while effective, is not necessarily sustainable. So I've bounced back and forth between like the mindset of like, we just got to push through. We just like nothing else matters. And like growth and getting it done at all costs, to this very like soft, thoughtful, intentional, like, okay, I'm going to do this in a way that actually feels sustainable to me, even if it takes me a little bit longer. And so no matter if you relate to either of those mindsets, it's really understanding what mindset you're in right now and how do you want to tweak it, mold it, shape it, so that as you look forward, it feels like something you're choosing. Like, I'm choosing this mindset for this season versus this is just the way I think. This is just my narrative. This is just the story I've always told myself. And instead of us accepting that, we get to be the ones that choose to write a different story. So we're going to start off by talking about limiting beliefs. And I want you to go first. So walk us through the limiting beliefs questions and things that they can kind of ask themselves as they're surfacing some of their limiting beliefs.
Yeah, I think the powerful thing about limiting beliefs is that we don't really realize that they're happening. Like, it's a little bit easier to say, okay, this person, or identifying it in somebody else, like that's the story that they're telling themselves, that they can't go and do something. But whenever we're experiencing it, we genuinely do believe, like, I'm not capable of doing that. And so I think that the powerful aspect of this exercise is to identify, like, what are some of those limiting beliefs that we might have in this current season of our lives that we can challenge that and identify what is the truth about them. And to give a little backstory on my end, this has been really powerful because I'm someone that, and as we all have, experienced trauma, experienced loss, experienced betrayal. And there's something that our beautiful brain does to protect us is that it will create limiting beliefs about what could happen in the future to try and protect us from that as well. And so when it comes to business, I started seeing how that would show up in my mindset a lot where, like I said earlier, I wouldn't spend money because my limiting belief was there's never enough money because that's how I grew up. And so this podcast really is to challenge and to bring to the table more tools that you can really use to discover them by yourself of like, what are some of those limiting beliefs? And another cool aspect about this, an interesting aspect about limiting beliefs is that the more that we do the same thing, the more that like our brain believes that's the only path. So the more that you're challenging yourself with a new sport, a new business venture, a new way to dress yourself, a new way to decorate your house, let's brush our teeth with the left hand and not the right hand, you are basically making your brain so much stronger and adaptable that when new challenges come your ways or new opportunities, you're able to really say, I think I could do that because you have created more pathways rather than the same thing all the time. So with that, we are going to share with you the mindset audit that we walked our girls through in the mastermind. And so the first part, what we'll have you do is make sure to do this whenever you have some time to really be by yourself. And the first prompt will be, what fears come up when you think about scaling your business? Now, this is very specific, of course, to entrepreneurs and the girls in our mastermind, but fill in the blank. Maybe it's what fears come up when you think about finding the right partner for yourself? What fears come up whenever you think about moving? So filter that however you will. And so some common themes that might happen here are fear of failure, imposter syndrome, concerns about like, how am I going to grow my business and still maintain that quality? And so for me, really one that I had when it came to scaling my business was when I hired the team and decided to expand. And I was like, okay, the running list of what ifs. What if they don't show up? What if they don't deliver? What if they give my client a terrible experience? Like they don't get to relive a day. That's my name. Like all of the what if scenarios. And something that has really helped me is to realize, and we'll walk through that later too, but what if statements on the opposite front can also help strengthen that. Like what if they kill it? What if they're able to really deliver to a level that I wouldn't be able to show up for them because they're clicking so well, client to photographer. And so when it comes to your business, what are some fears that come up? And so Alexis, for you, what are some fears that come up when you think about your business or had in the past?
Yeah, I would say when it comes to scaling a business, it can depend on the business model. And so for me, it is coaching and that's time, you know, for money essentially. And so it's not impossible to scale a time for money business, but something that would oftentimes get in my head is with a full-time job, how would I scale coaching besides just taking on more clients? And one of the ways that we were able to do that for me was the mastermind. So I'm able to serve 6 women over a 6-month period. Instead of like just focusing on one client, I now with Astrid have this container, this offer that allows me to serve more people at one time. And I'm able to create, you know, we're creating programming, we're hosting calls that serve more than one person at a time. And that was something that would oftentimes kind of get in my head of like, how can I scale and, you know, earn more revenue, grow the business if I'm not just adding on more coaching slots. So that was a way that, you know, other common ways are, you know, creating courses, as well as doing cohort programs similar to what we're doing at the Mastermind, or like group coaching. So you're, you know, coaching people in a group setting. Another question to ask yourself when it comes to limiting beliefs are, what stories do you tell yourself about money and success? And so this is something I think we all have different relationships with money, and we all have different relationships with what we think success is. You know, there are different layers to success, different meanings to success. But when you think about some of your earliest memories about money and wealth and achievement, how do those memories and narratives influence some of your business decisions today? How did your parents talk about money? Maybe you had a mentor that mentored you in your business. How did they talk about money and achievement and success? One of my limiting beliefs around success in particular, my relationship with money from a mindset perspective is quite positive, and I feel thankful for that. I have a very like money flows to me kind of personality, and while sometimes that causes me to be spontaneous, okay, we have never like gotten ourselves into a massive hole, which I'm thankful for. On the success side, and that's like this feeling of achievement, I, in my early 20s, really developed this belief of fear of success. I'm scared of it. How will I manage it? How will it change me? Am I worthy of it? And what does it look like, and when will it be enough? That was like a big thing for me. And over the last 8 years or so, I feel like I have evolved into someone that has shifted their version of success as well. So if I were to look at – if 24-year-old me looked at 32-year-old me, she'd be like, okay, is this enough? But 32-year-old looks at me, like me now, and I'm like, this is – I'm happy. I'm challenged. I'm – building things I want to build. I feel like I have freedom. I feel like I have autonomy. And I think that the version of success I had in my mind was like, I need to be a New York Times bestselling author. I need to be like Oprah level. Like that was like where my mind was in my early 20s. And not that that's not possible or attainable for me at some point in my life. I had a timer on that expectation. And now my success has no timer. And I think that's a big thing that I had to shift around my limiting beliefs is my career is long. I have a long life, hopefully. I get time to achieve these things over decades. I get to build a legacy over 40 years of a career. And why do I feel this pressure? I need to achieve it all before I'm 30. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big thing I had to kind of overcome moving forward, just because we do have quite a lot to get through. Another question is, what do you believe is realistic for your business and why? And I had this coach one time, and she kind of taught me the idea of the realm of possibility. And I had kind of heard of it, but I wasn't really quite sure what it meant. And basically it's like what you think is possible or realistic is. And what you think isn't possible or isn't realistic in your brain isn't. And so she really helped me expand my realm of possibility and widen it of like, why isn't that possible? And why isn't that realistic? And so for you, when you think about what's realistic and possible, can you challenge some of those assumptions and broaden it and widen it? And are they based on something that's like in evidence and data and experiences that you've had, or are those more self-imposed limitations or a narrative that you've heard from the industry that you're in? I'm like, oh yeah, these kinds of businesses can only do this. Mm-hmm. And so therefore you've capped your growth potential because of that. And just kind of digging into some of those assumptions that you have around reality and pushing yourself and saying, okay, more is possible for me. And I'm going to open up that scope and allow myself to dream and think bigger.
Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the most powerful exercises that if you can really learn it as a muscle, you will continue to use that in your business because you're constantly going to be thinking, okay, what is realistic for me? Or like, now I have to stay in this lane of the business, or why can't you own three businesses at a time? Why can't you charge $50,000 to shoot a wedding? Like, the sky truly is the limit. And I love that you brought this up and like what your coach told you, because it's true. You will deliver to that level whatever you believe that is actually true. And right. So sometimes you don't need another course, another thing to do in your business other than like, do you believe it yourself that you can achieve and get there? And so as we move on to challenging your beliefs, here's a few questions that you can work through and grab for each of those challenges. So it will be, what evidence supports this belief? And this one is powerful, and it's worked for me even like in my personal relationships. Whenever that fear pops up, which we feel it, at least I feel it in my gut, and it's like fear and it doesn't feel like it's my higher self, then what evidence supports that fear that you might lose it all, that you don't have enough money, that your business is not going to be successful? Do you not have enough money in your bank account? Okay, then what can we do to fix that? Do you actually have enough money? Okay, well, then there we go. We have that answer. And that has unlocked a lot for me, because in a second, when I bring the truth into the equation, that fear and that anxiety goes away. Mm-hmm. Second question, what evidence contradicts this belief and what is the truth? So that kind of goes together. Third, who would I be without this belief? And that one is so, so powerful.
Because, I love this one.
Yeah. What, who would you be? And I think this one's powerful too, because in a beautiful way, we are a recollection of the experiences that we've had, how we were raised, what our parents have taught us. And on the flip side, that also limits what we can see, but it's now our turn to expand that horizon to where we want to take it. And so who would you be without all of these preconceived ideas of what your max limitation is for your business? And the last one, what's a more empowering alternative? So what does that alternative future look like from you start to finish? For your business, for how much income you make, for your lifestyle, for where you live, and start truly to imagine that you live this life.
I love this one, because I think that who would I be without this belief? I would be someone that wouldn't self-sabotage. I would be someone that would back herself in every room she's in. Like, it's like that kind of clarity that can come from when we notice the weight and how these limiting beliefs can really hold us down. And we're like, who would I be? What would my personality be like? What would my language and how I talk about myself and what I'm building and what I'm doing, how would that change? Would I go from downplaying the business I've run of like, yeah, it's just a small little, you know, I've just been kind of working on this, to like, yeah, I've been working on these projects and I'm really excited about my business's growth. Like, even the tone in which we talk about what we're doing and how serious we take ourselves in a lighthearted way, right? Like, who would we be without it? And I love that. And then, yeah, what's a more empowering alternative? Like, how can we look at ourselves and some of the beliefs that we've carried and say, okay, I understand where this is coming from. I see it. But now I need to do the work to release it and then choose a more empowering belief. Yeah. Of like, I'm someone that no matter what comes my way, I'll find a solution.
Yes.
Okay. No matter how stressed I get about a busy season, I know that I will find peace and I will stay grounded because I am rooted in my habits. Like, it's like no matter this. And it's like knowing that life is not going to be perfect and you're going to have things that go wrong and you're going to feel all types of ways about yourself and your career and your business. And it's like still backing yourself and not letting the limiting belief be like, well, yeah, what if I do get so stressed? And you just like work yourself into a tizzy where you're like, you know what? I'm actually just going to stop selling for a little while because I'm nervous about the future stress that I'm going to feel during this launch. And so I just don't want, I'm just going to not do it until I feel like maybe I'm ready. And it's like those moments in that thought loop can just keep us from taking chances on ourselves.
Absolutely. And I think another important aspect of this too is how heavy limiting beliefs really feel in our heart, in our minds as well. And at least for me, like I would say the first half of having my business, 3 to 4 years, I did not truly believe that I was in the room that I deserved. I always felt like I got booked for jobs that I didn't deserve, but I was so grateful to be there working with the best clients and I would give it my all. But the level of stress and in a way bullying and self-sabotage that I would have, sometimes even delaying editing the full gallery till the last week that it's due because I was scared that I didn't deliver to the level that I truly believe they deserved and that they were suddenly going to find out they hired the wrong photographer and they were going to hate their gallery was insanely stressful. And it was weighing on me so, so much, where now I've shifted that to no, they chose me for a reason. I've given them all the information I can so they can see my full scope of work. And with their educated decision, they've chosen me and I feel so grateful for it. And I'm going to give it my all and I'm going to prepare and I'm going to do the best that I can. And wow, how fun that I get to go create with people that have such great taste in decorating and are so in love and are so intentional. And by just shifting that mindset of I deserve to be here and I was chosen, I have less stress in my life and I feel less anxiety every time that I'm showing up for work. And so what are some of your limiting beliefs also stealing from you? Like, is it stealing your joy? Is it stealing your peace? Is it stealing
money?
The fact that you deserve to be there. The fact that you deserve to be rich.
Yeah, it's literally stealing money from your pocket. Okay. Yes. The next piece, which we're already kind of discussing, is creating new empowering beliefs. So when you're reflecting on your mindset and shifting from a scarcity mindset to a more abundant growth mindset, questions to ask yourself, what would be possible if I knew I couldn't fail? How have I overcome challenges in the past? This is like going back to evidence, like, you know, showing who you are, that you've overcome things and that you have your back. And no matter what, you're finding a solution moving forward. And then what unique strengths do I bring my business or your relationships or your career or your job and filling in the gap there for whatever fits you. But I think it's looking at your strengths in a more objective point of view. I think that we can get emotional about our strengths, and that's okay. Like, it is emotional. We feel very tied to our abilities and what we can do. But can you even take a more objective perspective? And if you were to list out your accomplishments and your skill set on a one-page resume and look at that and be like, wow, okay, we are quite skilled. We do have something amazing and valuable to add to this client, to this company, to this pitch. Like, sometimes separating yourself a little bit from the emotions that you feel towards yourself can help you get some clarity and some perspective on the value that you can add to a situation. And then some action steps to take after you do the growth mindset reflection would be asking yourself, what small step can I take today to challenge one limiting belief? And a lot of this is like practiced awareness. So a lot of times we're talking and we're believing things and we just have these things come up in our heads a mile a minute. Like, it's difficult to almost like pluck it out. But if we can have ourselves slow down a little bit and notice the way that we're speaking to ourselves, even the tone in which we're speaking to ourselves in our head, and can we notice when we're using and leaning into a limiting belief, and then how can we challenge it? Another question to ask in an action-oriented way is, who can support me in this journey? So if, for example, this isn't a real example, but let's just say like I'm really struggling with negativity. Like, I can't stop being negative. Everything is just like the sky is falling. my view and filter is very gray and dark and sad, which sometimes, like, we've all been there. But let's say that it's like encroaching on Astrid and I's friendship. And like every time we get together and we talk about business, we talk about life, I'm just negative 100% of the time. And I start to do this work and I start to see, wow, okay, this is really affecting me. This is poisoning my relationships. Like, I don't like how I'm showing up. A way that I could ask for accountability and support is I could say, hey, Astrid, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I have been really negative lately and I can feel it. And I don't know if you can feel it. Feel free to validate. And then ask for her support. And like, when you notice our conversation skewing more negative, can you call me out? Can you say, hey, I feel like we're kind of going down a path that you have stated you don't want to go down. I just want to call that out. Like, let's just redirect, or let's pick a different topic, or, you know, or do you want to talk about that, but maybe not in this way? Let's talk about how this is making you feel. Let's talk about why this is upsetting you or why this is triggering you. And I think, like, when you can really pull trusted people into this process, it can like grow you so much. And it's like very refining and it's very vulnerable to ask for help in this way. But I also think you expedite it, because when you put all of this on you, you don't always sometimes see when you're doing it. But when you tell a friend, mm-hmm. can you call me out every single time I say my small little business? Or when you see me downplay what I'm doing in my career or in my business, can you call that out? Because I'm trying to work on really valuing myself and being proud of what I've built. And then boom, okay, she's like, check, I'm gonna do that for you. So I think that's a way to like include people in the journey with you. And then the last question is, how will I celebrate progress? So when I'm seeing progress, I'm making it, how can I celebrate it? How can I feel proud of myself and see that I am chipping away at some of these limiting beliefs and I am taking a more empowered approach and really changing my mindset? There's just been some personal things I've been going through the last couple of months, and I could feel my beliefs and fears really, really surface really hard. And something that was important for me was like, I needed to get to that place to then walk myself back, if that makes sense. Like, I needed to let the natural response to the situation arise, okay? We're there, we're feeling it, we're honoring the feelings, they're valid. But then it was my responsibility to choose, is this how we're gonna live? Like, are we just gonna keep thinking the same way about the situation again and again? Or are we gonna take a more empowered approach? Are we going to feel like we're in the driver's seat of our brain, right? Or are we just letting things happen? Like, what are we gonna do? And I think facing yourself and choosing your mindset about any situation that comes your way is one of the most empowering things that you can do, but it's also one of the most loving, like, kind things that you can do, because we can be so hard on ourselves. And if we go unchecked and we just let our minds run with no boundaries and no guidance, like, we are honestly like, I think that we end up kind of running ourselves into the ground. And so I think that's been something I've been working on, and like really celebrating my progress day over day, even like week over week, of like, wow, look where I was a month ago. And now look at like the thoughts I'm having, and look where I was last week, and look where I am now. And it doesn't have to be like we're celebrating with a cake and fireworks all the time. It's just like noticing, wow, okay, I am progressing and I'm feeling more grounded about the situation. So you want to talk about reclaimed self?
Yes, absolutely. So when it comes to reclaiming yourself, which I love what you just talked through, that was like a perfect example of how to actively reclaim yourself when you're navigating a situation and your mindset. And so with this specific example, though, we're really going to take a step back in your life, and we're really going to think bigger into the next 5 to 10 years. And so if you remember at the beginning of this podcast, something that I shared when it came to limiting beliefs is that we have neural pathways that the more that we do the same thing over and over, or say the more that I believe I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I can't buy that because I don't have enough money, then I am reinforcing that. This reclaim statement is actually grabbing all of those limiting beliefs. We're grabbing the truth about them. We're integrating what you want your life to look like in the next 5 years or so. And then you are going to be rebuilding new neural pathways that are actually speaking truth into those things, that money is abundant to me. I have a lot of financial opportunities. I can't wait to work with the top creators, like being able to really reignite what that looks like for you. And so it's a little bit of science mixed in with a little bit of reclaiming yourself overall. But the practice and the key in this will be the practice that you do of writing this statement and then repeating it to yourself. What I would recommend be at least like 30 days back to back. And it takes like probably tops 5 minutes for you to do, but it's really what helps rewire those neural pathways. And so again, I invite you to journal through this, and I want you to picture yourself 10 years from now. Where are you living? Who else is in the picture in that house? What are you doing? How do you feel in that moment? Do you feel peace? Do you feel rushed to get to work? How do you feel every day in your skin? What are you wearing? Are you wearing something very funky and colorful? Are you wearing something very sleek and elevated? What does her day look like? Does her day start slow and not rushed and with a cup of coffee? Does her day end cuddled up on the couch with her loved ones? Like, what does her day look like? What is she proud of? What is she accomplishing? What is that grit that gives her life? What does she do for fun? What is she doing on the weekends? I want you to really be able to focus on some of those questions, both in your personal life and in your professional life, because if you find yourself being an entrepreneur, which is likely why you're listening to this podcast, you're creating a life for yourself and you're designing that life for yourself. And so this can also help give some direction to some of those business goals that you'll have coming up of, okay, actually, when I did this statement, her days were slow. But what's the difference of now? Do your days look slow? And if they don't, and they're packed and busy for 12 hours, then what do we need to do between now and the next 10 years so that we can get you there, or the next 5 years, you choose your time frame, so that we can get you to your ideal self, like where your body feels at peace and grounded and all the things that you want to feel. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you're able to walk through some of these exercises. And if you do, please, please send us a DM on our Instagram, because we want to hear how this experience was for you. This is our first time sharing a in-depth audit that we do with our community and our mastermind girls with you all. So I can't wait. I can't wait to hear how this works for you.
Same. And I think just being really gentle, but also setting aside time to be really honest with yourself in this audit and really look at where you are, look at some of the beliefs and limiting beliefs, and then asking yourself, how can you feel more empowered moving forward? And yeah, as Astrid said, would love to hear what comes up for you in this exercise. I know that this was one that led to a lot of breakthroughs for several of our girls, which was so amazing to hear and to see, just like how confident they came out of this exercise of just like really backing themselves, which is amazing. If you would like to connect with us on Instagram, you can do that at inbetween.pod. And you can also connect with me personally at Alexis Tyke Miller on Instagram.
And you can connect with me at Astrid Johanna Photo. We love you guys so much, and we will talk to you next time.